Welcome to a bonus episode of the Bitter End Podcast.
It's not quite the real thing, but it's close.
Season 7 is coming soon, but we wanted to bring you this as just a little treat while you wait.
Mate, you know what I miss?
What's that?
Friday the 13th.
Oh, I love Friday the 13th. Dude, it's been so long.
Oh, Jace is really earned a special place in my heart. Why are we here? What are we doing? What are we talking about? This is the Bitter End Podcast. Why are we here?
Well, we're not doing a repeat of season one, fucking, what, 6 seasons ago when we covered every single Friday the 13th movie in existence currently to date. No, we are here because back when we were doing the end of season one franchise wrap-up, I believe we mentioned that there was some incoming chatter.
Oh yes, there was some chatter. A chatter not of a new film, but a game.
And obviously we would also be remiss if we didn't talk about the kick-started Friday the 13th, The Game, which as we record right now, what are we, February 2016? So please excuse us, as we're recording right now, The Game isn't out yet. So apologies if it didn't end up coming out or if it's came out and you've all heard of it already.
Well, guess what, guys? That fucking sucker has slid down the pipe and it has plopped into our lap.
Yeah, some people have asked us if we were going to have a little look at it, have a bit of a chat. Fucking right, we're going to have a bit of a look.
Of course we're going to have a fucking look. Now, I've not really looked at any reviews. I've not really looked at anything. Bit of a disclaimer, neither of us are what you would probably call hardcore video gamers.
Oh no, oh no, 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 no.
I have played a video game or two in my day. So
I have as well.
I'm not a noob, I own a PS4, which is what we will be playing it on. But if we say anything stupid, then do not be one of those hating haters, guys. You've got to let it slide.
Yeah, just get over it. It's going to be fine. We'll work through it. So, I mean, all I know about the game is that you either play as Jason or camp counsellors. And if you're Jason, you got to kill them all. And if you're a counsellor, you just got to not die.
I believe that's it. And crucially, we're going to be playing against real folk.
Like real people?
Yeah, like actual people over the internet. I thought the internet was just a thing for getting podcasts onto people's phones. Apparently, you can play games on it too.
Oh, yeah. What? And they can interact with you somehow. I prefer this kind of like one-directional media where I'm just talking at people and they're going to like try and kill us or something.
Well, we might get to kill some of them.
We'll see.
So yeah, there's not really much more to say other than that sit tight. We're going to go try and play the game a little bit, see if we can wrap our heads around it. And then I guess we'll come back and kind of share our thoughts or something.
Some sort of think piece. Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
I mean, as ready as I'll ever be. I'm probably going to be really bad at this.
You got to get readier than that.
Okay, I'm probably going to be really bad at this.
That was pant-wetting.
It was a bit spooky, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit spooky. The spookiest bits were the wait times while the game loads.
Oh, it's a God.
Terrifyingly long wait.
There's a lot of menu screens, a lot of waiting for people with terrible online names to log in and get ready. But when you get past that...
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Respect Chico 24/7.
Yeah, man, that guy just taking too long setting up his profile. Once you get in there, you get treated to hide and seek the game.
Oh, but it's spooky hide and seek.
Spooky hide and seek.
Now, let me start by saying that straight up, there are some really nice touches to this. Like, for example, you get the Unreal Engine logo and they've kind of redesigned it to look all kind of VHS-y and it's all in like a square box and there's like proper VHS static on it. And the whole thing kind of really feels like you're putting in an old VHS copy of like Friday the 13th Part 2 or something.
Yeah, it's made for like Friday fans because you've got like all your camp counselors that you can play as and they're all like your really standard generic like Friday the 13th. You've got like the rock chick and a preppy and a jock and, you know, like some sort of like lots of girls in hot pants and things like that. But then you get to play as all the different Jasons from across. You got Baghead Jason, you got like just buff hench Jason, you've got moldy face Jason.
Yeah, with all the chains on him from when he's been under the lake.
Yeah, so that's all pretty cool. I mean, the game is basically hide and seek. So one person is Jason and they have to find everybody else.
Yeah, and just to clarify, this is it's played online, so you're playing against real people, and basically when you join a game, everyone else that's joining a game at that time sort of all pop in, and one person is randomly selected to be Big Jace.
And we played, you know, we played about...
three games each, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And we managed to get to be Jason.
Yes, both of us.
Now, how do you... what do you think... like, what did you prefer? It's got to be being Jace because you get to kill people, right?
I did really like being the counsellor because there is a game there. You're kind of running around trying to find parts so you can start the car or start the boat or call the police. And you're kind of running around trying to find all... it's a bit of a fetch quest, you know?
And it's scary. When you're
it's terrifying.
Yeah, like I played... oh, no, like you played the first game and like you just walked around and didn't see anyone basically for like about 10 minutes, but which sounds incredibly boring, but was actually really intense. And then suddenly Jason popped up and fucked you up. And then you were just like, oh, okay. The thing that's scary about playing Jason, now I don't know if you felt this, but I felt this when I was playing as Jason. Bit of performance anxiety. You just, you know, you don't want to be the big man, big moldy face Jace, and do a bad job. And that was, and I was just shitting it. I was like, all these people I'm playing with online, he'd be like, this guy's rubbish. He hasn't murdered me yet. Like, they're willing me to murder them.
Yeah, I think the very first time you were Jason and you caught up with any of the camp counselors, you didn't know what button to press to, like, grab them. Yeah. And so they just, like, whacked you in the face with a baseball bat and you fell over.
Yeah, it was really quite, like, a demoralizing turn as Jason. But, it, you know, it got better.
Once we figured out all the controls, and there are a lot of them, then it really started to come together. Now, I will warn you now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The game is a little glitchy, right? Is a little glitchy. So it takes a long time to join a match. A couple of matches have been, like, they were kind of had to be aborted because, like, counselors just got stuck in midair and you couldn't kill them, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
But when it works, it works. And it's a lot of fun. It's a very interesting peek behind the curtain playing as Jason because, for a start, in the movies, we never got that much Jason, and this is all Jason all the time.
Yeah. And like Pamela Voorhees is there talking in his head.
Crazy,
you know.
Pammy V, yeah.
Yeah, there's some nice touches. Like, you start in Jason's shack, like with Pam's severed head is in there rotting on its little kind of
plinthy.
Little plinth and stuff like that. Now, you know, if you're a Friday fan, I think you're gonna like it. Like, I mean, is it worth £30? I don't know. Depends how much time you're going to invest in the game.
And it also depends how much they support the game going forward, because I know they're supposed to be adding a bunch more stuff, a bunch more functionality.
Sticking a New York map and
a
space map, Earth 2.
That would be incredible.
Pop some of that in there. But, you know, is it satisfying if you're a fan? Well, I think if you're playing as, when you get to play as Jace and you get to lay down some kills, That is when like you're kind of like, yep, this is Friday the 13th. Now, Todd.
Yes, Tommy.
It's been a while.
Oh, yes.
You might be, I don't know if you're going to be a little bit rusty, but I was just wondering if you could maybe just like tell us a little bit about the kills. Maybe a toddly tease top three kills of the session that we played, perhaps.
Bam, bam, bam. Toddly Tees Top 3 Kills
Video Game Edition.
Yeah.
I'll put on like some big budget like score stuff to go over on that later, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll totally
awesome.
Jingle the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So, guys, there's some good kills in this. It's interesting because, yeah, you're kind of enacting them a lot of the time, and if you're Jason, you know, you press your button to grab a counselor, and then there's this sort of real moment where it's like, ooh, I'm on, because you've got the player, and then you've got to be like, well, how am I going to kill him?
Yeah, you've got to make this look good.
You've got to make it look good. And so in the bronze medal for my third favourite kill of tonight's play, I'm going to have to go for the first time that my good buddy Tommy D, Tommy Denny, Tommy Tickles on the microphone was able to kill one of them camp counselors, which was a nice simple one where I think is basically what the game did because you didn't quite decide to do anything in time and you had the guy by the neck and you were just sort of walking around going, what should I do with this guy by the neck? And then like a little cutscene started and Jason just squeezed his neck until blood came out of his eyes and mouth.
Classic. That's classic. Classic stuff. Nothing, no fuss, no muss.
Dude was like a little Pez dispenser there. I loved it.
It was good. It was good.
How did that feel, Tom? So this is the first time doing this feature that I've been able to interview the murderer. So Tom, what was going through your mind?
Again, the performance anxiety thing, I was kind of like, oh my God, this has got to look really good because, you know, like I don't want this to be a weekend. Oh, I squashed his head. I'm happy. I was happy. I think, you know, first time out the gates, you know, I wasn't reinventing the wheel, but it got the job done.
Got the job done. Okay, good. Well, I'm looking forward to your work in future as a murderer, Tom, and I hope that we'll see you for another award one day. Moving on to the second category of the award ceremony tonight, we have the silver medal, my second favourite game of tonight's play session. Now, Tom, I don't want to be accused of favouritism here. I can't give every single award to you. I'm really sorry, Tom. So this one, I'm opening up. I'm diversifying a bit. I'm going to give the award to a newcomer.
Mm.
I'm giving this award to me.
To you.
To me.
You did a good job.
And this is going to be my first kill as Jason, which is the time when I was in a log cabin, right? And I ran in and this is a double whammy. There were two kind of preppy, sporty cheerleader types in tracksuits in there running around. I grabbed one of them by the neck. Never done it before. Never had a preppy cheerleader by the neck before. So I didn't know what to do. Luckily, my good buddy, Tommy Denny, Tommy Tickles on the microphone was like, hey, there's a fireplace over there, buddy. Why don't you pop a head in it? And I popped her head in it. And let me tell you, it was surprisingly refreshing. She caught up in flames. Those cheap tracksuits are not flame retardant at all.
No, man. Back in 79. Oof.
But there is there's an addendum to this because what made it particularly good and the kill with the fireplace and the kicking legs as she was burning, that would have been satisfying enough. But no, because Tom, you idiot, you forgot about the second cheerleader. She ran up behind me. She had a fucking frying pan in her hand like Tom and Jerry, kicked me on the bum with it, like just pop, like, didn't do a damn thing because I'm Jace. Damn, phase me, son. So I flipped around. Was able to pick her up. This time, I didn't wait for advice from you, buddy. I knew straight what to do. I slammed the back of her head into a coat hook on the wall and her eyes popped out. Good night, nurse.
Ah, strong. That was a strong debut performance for you. I mean, that's why you got the silver and I got the bronze. You really knew what you were doing.
I'm sorry, buddy, but sometimes just the raw talent shows through.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fake talent, can you?
No, you can't.
And you can't force it. Todd, I'm really curious as to what the gold medal is going to be.
Well, Tom, I'm glad you asked, because this is why we're all here tonight, to find out about the gold medal kill from tonight's play session of Friday the 13th, The Game. And this award is, I'm diversifying a little bit more.
So diverse.
It's going to be awarded to the killee, not the killer. I'm awarding this award to the victim. And Tom, you're pleased to hear that this will be your award for the first time you got killed as a camp counsellor, which was, I think, quite special. I think you were running along. You were running along in the woods.
Yeah.
Jason was behind you. The screen goes all like VHS, like freak out when Jason's behind you. And the music's all like that. It's pretty good stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
And then Jason caught up with you, had the machete, whammy, whacked you in the arm and it fell off. You fell all the way down going, ah, my arm, no, my arm, ah. I think you were playing as the same preppy cheerleader that I put in the fire later.
Yes.
Second whack, second arm goes off. You're rolling around going, oh, I'm like a big worm with legs. No, I've got no arms, no. And Jason, at the time, he was like, I've had enough of this worming around on the ground rubbish. Diagonal machete across the face.
Classic.
That laid you down low for good, buddy.
The real capper on that, not only was there the quintessential, the perfect diagonal machete across the face, He pulled it out, and when he walked off, he stomped on the head.
I forgot all about that. Now, Tom,
the devil is in the details, man.
The people at home are going to be dying to know. How did that feel?
It's a bummer dying, but I was just like, oh, fuck, son. Oh, I'm really dead, though. Like, I think that was a nice thing about, like, because it's like in a video game, you've got something like that, and it was suitably stupid and Friday the 13th, but a little bit more so because it's in a video game. Like, that would have been quite a difficult shot. They couldn't do that shot in one of these films being made in the 80s. So it was just like, oh, nice, into that.
Yeah, it felt good to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's our little experience of that. I mean, I would play it some more.
I would absolutely play it some more. It's definitely good fun playing it with a mate. Like, rather than sitting and playing on my own, might not be as funny.
Yeah, I think I think playing with somebody else, you know, like taking it in turns is quite good. It's a bit long-winded. It can get quite frustrating where, like, people have logged out. Someone is hiding. Because you could, in theory, spend this whole game where you go and find a tent and you hide in the tent. You stay there until the game ends, and the playtime is quite long. Mm. So it can get boring.
I would say sort of every one in three games was not so great, but every one in three games was also amazing. So you'll play three times, one will suck, one will be okay, and one will be incredible.
And I think that they're encouraging you to play more because you get to unlock more characters and more abilities. So if you're Jason, you can get loads more kills. If you're the counselors, you can do other things to, like, make you, you know, survive more.
Yeah.
So if you've got the gumption for it, then yeah. But, like, I think it's something like if you've got one mate who's got it, just, you know.
Oh, you can do private matches. That is the thing. Yeah. You can set up just you and your mate, and you can play it just with two people, one counselor, one Jason, which you did when you were Jason, right?
Yeah, and that was where I was like, I was Jason. I was like, oh, fucking hell. Literally, I've got to find this one person. I just really don't want to do a bad job.
And we haven't really talked about the special abilities that Jason has, which kind of gives it an interesting twist. You can understand why they've done this to make the game easier to play. But when I first heard about these, I was like, oh, no, I don't like that. Do you want to talk us through?
Oh, yeah, because they basically give Jason Jason Takes Manhattan rules. You know, like how in that film, like, he will be behind somebody, miles behind them, chasing them, and then suddenly he'll be like, boo, he'll be in front of them. And he'll be like, is he magic now? Like, what's going on with that? And, like, yeah, he kind of is in this. He can kind of, like, teleport and run really fast and...
Yeah, you can speed time up. You can teleport to anywhere on the map, but it's quite a slow process.
You can spot people's fear. So when you're trying to spot the council, you go into, like, fear mode and you can see people who are freaking out. And so then you're like, right, after them.
And that's also really cool because you can do things to make people more scared, which makes them easier for you to see as Jason. So, for example, if you can bust the generator, which makes the lights go out, which makes everybody in the area more scared and easier for you to see. Yeah. If they stumble across dead bodies,
that'll freak them out.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
I mean, other things that... but then what the counselors can do is they can trick you as Jason by, like, turning on radios to play lots of heavy metal music. So from, like, a distance, you're like, oh, there's some sound over there. I'll go over and check that out. And then you find it's just the fucking radio.
But then you can smash the radio out with an axe and go, oh, fuck that.
But, like, the rock music playing on the radio was, like, suitably Friday the 13th, part 4. It was good.
Yeah, and one other cool touch is that as you play the game, we talked about these games kind of, you know, maybe lasting a little while and there's, like, one person left and you don't know where they are. Eventually, after a certain point, rage mode kicks in for Jason, which literally just turns him into a tank that can, like, walk through walls and doors and just be like, limited seconds, just got to be dead. Which is quite cool, because, like, by that point, if you're the counsellors, you've possibly called the cops, which means they're on their way, and then you have this incredible situation where there's, like, Jason's gone rage mode, the cops are coming, the counsellor's just got to get to the other side of the camp, but Jason can teleport, and he's right behind him, and oh my god!
Yeah. It's just brought back a lot of nice memories, I feel, about Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I miss those movies, man.
Big Jace.
Halcyon days.
Yeah. Good stuff, people.
So, yeah, if you can handle the wait times, if that sounds like a fun time, if you're in a position to, you know, drop £30 or so on a game that you'll probably play, I don't know, 20, 30 times maybe.
Yeah, or if you want to do a cheaper version, what you do is you go with your mates, go out to the woods and you play a game of hide and seek, but you sit around and you wait for about 10 minutes just like before anyone does anything. Just sit there in silence, can't tell why you're waiting. Just do that and that'll replicate the load times. Then you go and play hide and seek and then half of you fuck off halfway through.
One of you gets stuck halfway
inside
the door.
Yeah, one of you glitches out. Some people's like, you know, their mum's like, your tea's ready, and they're like, oh, okay, right, I'll log out. And that's what video games are, isn't it? Done.
I'm just waiting for Police Academy, the game.
Oh, my God.
One of you is Harris, everyone else is the cadets.
Fucking amazing. Although, you know, you'd imagine, actually, I feel that, like, you'd be playing as Harris and you would just be trying not to be bullied by the other cadets. Like, if you're playing...
They glued my bum to a chair again.
Yeah, if you're playing latter era Police Academy, you're just like, no, be nice to me. Proctor's not even here anymore. Yeah.
All right, well, that's it, guys. So thank you very much for listening. We have been the Bitter End Podcast. I'm Todd Jordan.
I'm Tom Denny.
We will be coming back soon with Series 7, Child's Play.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay safe in the woods.
Ch-ch-ch. Play the music again.